You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Killarney. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line once again is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark. Very well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, good man. More racing from Killarney, part of another one of their summer festivals. And what have you made of it so far?
It's been all right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Been one or two nice performances. The ground stayed fairly stable all the way through the 3 days so far, or the 2 days that have already been. But this one is definitely the best of the action so far tonight. They've saved the best for last. That 7:30, the handicap hurdle, is a real rip-snort of a race.
Good old rip-snorters.
I know, I like to get rip-snorter in every now and then.
Yeah.
Actually, you prompted me to use it again. I'd forgotten it was there, and then, yeah, I know you kind of like wanted to revisit it, so
yeah.
That one's just for you, Mark.
Right out of retirement.
Yeah, I do requests.
Fair enough. Plenty of strong opinions there tonight?
A couple. I think there's a couple of races I'm quite keen on, some not so. Difficult to get enthusiastic about the first two races because we've only got small fields. But, yeah, hopefully the 6:25 and the 7:30 will make up for everything.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race this evening is the 4:50. We start here with an Irish Stalling Farms EBF Nursery. It's over a mile and a half of furlong. And we've got a 6-4 favourite in the shape of Dancing on Air. Tasty Ginger is 7-2, 4-1 for Hollywood Road. Jefferson Davis is 6s, 9s for Flirt. And Rajapour is the 12-1 outsider. Aidan O'Brien fillies at the top of the market, 6-4, and she comes in winning form. Andy, can you see past her?
Not really, no. I mean, it's difficult to make strong cases for the four that finished behind Dancing on Air down in Gowran Park last time out. She was always well positioned in that race that eventually went the way... went the way of Bobble, and of course, Dancing on Air got the race in the stewards' room because that horse from the Bolger stable had drifted off a true line, and the stewards had no real decision other than to turn it around. Tasty Ginger, Hollywood Road, Flirt, Rajapour all had every chance to my eyes, and it looks a straightforward opportunity for this horse to keep the ball rolling. Generally speaking, the Aidan O'Brien horses have performed pretty well here at Killarney so far over the last 2 days, and around about 6-4, you could argue that's a fairly realistic price for this horse as well. Anna O'Brien obviously teamed up with this individual the other day, and she seems to be going the right way on the evidence of what we saw the other day, so let's go with the favourite in the first, around about the 6-4 mark.
Dancing on Air for Andy then in the first. The 5:25 is the second race on the card. This one is a rated race for three-year-olds that, at entry, are rated 95 or less. It's over a mile and a half of furlong, and Ginger Lake is the 8-11 favourite. 4-1 for Emperor Bob and Shannon Soul, and 8-1 for Current State. Very recent form in Killarney for Ginger Lake, and the turned out quickly. Do you think it'll pay off?
Not necessarily, no. I must admit, I'm a bit of a loss to explain why Ginger Lake is so short in the betting here. I thought he was quite disappointing down in at Killarney here the other night behind Zebek. Had certainly looked as though he'd had every chance, was well fancied in the market, didn't really make that much impression in the latter stages. The race is a fairly slowly run affair, so it's not a massive race to get too excited about on the figures. The run before at Navanover, similar to today's trip over a mile, was a much better return in my eyes anyway. That maiden win, when it beat subsequent winners Shenniger Bay and Dawn Mirage, would give it some kind of a chance, but you'd have to be a brave man to take 8-11, considering he's up against a couple of also similar improving types that, you know, receiving weight could easily give the favourite a race. Emperor Bob would probably just about be my number one choice off the back of that huge run from a bad draw at Galway down at Ballybrook the other day behind Sacrificial, who once again ran right up to his very best form last time out here at Killarney the other night. And there's a good solid shape to that race as well. There's a lot of good informed three-year-old handicappers that took part in that race. Considering he's out of the handicap and a 25-1 shot, that he ran a good deal beyond expectations. He can certainly give Shannon Soule a chance, particularly as this race might develop into a slowly run tactical affair. And if so, then Mickey Halford's Charger got a good chance of nicking it off the front. I presume he'll lead. He has done on his last three starts. His best effort, obviously, discounting last time out when he was behind Emperor Bob at Galway, would come when he finished second to the very much improving Jim Bolger horse, Algonquin, who won a very competitive race here the other night. That would definitely give him a chance. So there's arguments to be made out for the next two in the betting here. And at 4-1 the pair, you could either split your stakes or, if not, perhaps just choose one of them. And like I say, if I'm going to have to do that, then I'll probably go with Emperor Bob.
Emperor Bob for Andy then in the 5.25. On to the 5.55 next race. Three in the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. It's over a mile and 3 furlongs. And Jelenschik is the even money favourite. 2-1 for Ask Me Nicely. 6-1 for Avizar. 12s for Misty Lady. 14s for Suffice to Say. And 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. Of the ones that have run here, Andy, Jelenschik has the standout form. Do you think she gets off the mark at the fourth time of asking here?
Well, this certainly looks a good opportunity for her. Wouldn't say she's squandered opportunities in the past, because she's been in good races. She was in quite deep first time out behind that horse I rate very strongly. That's Jim Bolger Trained Morning Mix. She then bumped into two progressive fillies next time out at Leopardstown. Stella Glow, who's been plying her trade in group and listed races prior to that race, running off, and subsequently. And on a pedestal, who was second in that race, of course, won at the last Killarney Festival back here in June. So that form's good as well. And Torcedor, the horse that beat her at the Curra, ran an absolute Herculean race off top weight in that strong mile and a half handicap at the Galway Festival. So there's been nothing wrong with her form, nothing wrong with her profile. Some could argue that she's yet to win a race, so there is a bit of a chink in her armoury, but I don't think there is. The second favourite obviously hasn't had a run for a while as well, Ask Me Nicely. So if you like, she's the key horse to this race. If she's fit enough to do herself justice, of course she's going to have a bit of a chance, but I don't think she's been running against the kind of animals that Glenschik has. And with that in mind, I think the odds around about 11 to 10 even money are about right for John Ox's Charge.
Jelenschik for Andy in the 5.55. The 6.25 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and 3/4. And Killian's Return is the 11-4 favourite. 9-2 for He's Our Man. Bold Bid and Zamario are both 7s. 8-1 for Eye of the Tiger and Call Me PJ. 10-1 for Hudson's Bay and 14s or bigger for the others. One of the more open handicaps, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, I'm really keen on two here tonight. I'm going to have two solid bets on the card. And it was a toss of the coin, really, which one I napped out of the pair. He's Our Man is my strong choice here in this set, 6.25, available to back at a whopping 9-2 this morning with William Hill. It's hard really to see this horse not running this race and not finishing the frame. Therefore, I think we've got a bit of a bet to nothing with this 10-year-old. He's just been in spankingly good form throughout the summer on the flat. He's more probably renowned for his exploits over hurdles, but he's certainly proving that he's still got life in the old dog yet on the level, like I say, with these performances which are beginning to start to rack up. He started the ball rolling when winning at Limerick. He then went to the Curra and in a slowly run race finished fourth at Gigenta. But look at his last two runs when he's finished third behind Clondor Warrior, of all horses, of course, who might contest the Ebor tomorrow and would definitely be one of the strongest fancies if he got into the race. But you look at the horses that finished behind. He's Our Man, who was third that day. Horses like Pivot Bridge, Callin Orlean, Show Court, I'll Be Your Clown, Shadowgan, of course, has won subsequently, Fog of War, Artful Artist. It was a real who's who of staying mile and a half handicappers over in Ireland, one of those premier handicaps where the form always stacks up really well. And then to put the icing on the cake, this horse then finished third in, again, another very good race down in Galway, Garen the other day. But once again, the time figure of this race is absolutely sensational. Mick Nicholson took the race in the first time blinkers. Second was Brennan in the micro, a horse who's very much on the upgrade. And He's Our Man was back in third. But again, there was horses that have been doing some really good numbers and got some good form in behind. Two extremely solid efforts in very strongly run 0-100 handicaps. Definitely tee this horse up for a big run here tonight. He's already a course winner as well when he beat Marques Marconi here 2 years ago. He's obviously got the favourite to consider here, Cillian's Return, but for me, he's a bit of an awkward ride. He doesn't really convince with his head carriage. He's had the hood and the tongue tie on. He got beat by Thea as well the other day. Got beat off a handicap the other day. And he's second in that Garen Maiden early on the year. Hasn't worked out at all. 11 horses have come out of that race and only two of them have got play. So he might actually have my selection here. Might have something to think about with Bold Bid, a horse that I recommended last time out at Leopardstown. I think he's going the right way. But it's got to be He's Our Man. He's a really strong in-form horse and at the right price as well tonight.
He's our man for Andy in the 6:25. The 7 o'clock is the fifth race on the card. This one is a Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles and 5-1 joint favourites this morning with Millstream Ned and Misty Weather at the top of the market. 15-2 for Cloudy Morning. Pace and Passion 8-1. 10s for Battling Spirit. 12-1 for TB Broker and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Nice competitive hurdle this, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, but Chuffy won this. I wouldn't be overly keen on being of a confident persuasion. But certainly give a couple a shout. Millstream Ned would be one of them. Patrick Neville, 6-year-old, as a course and distance winner, which is obviously going to stand it in good stead. Goes on the ground absolutely fine. Good ground, perfect. And got the job done quite nicely here last day when challenged persistently by Joy Neville and the fast-finishing presenting Marla. Back and forth as Battling Spirit, who once again reopposes. To my eyes, had every chance. So I'd certainly expect Millstream Ned to run a huge race here. And the other one to mention is Misty Weather. Certainly indicative of what conditions we've been having either side of the Irish Sea at the moment. So it'd be a popular winner. It was a remarkable training performance by Ewan Griffin the other day. Even just to get this horse to finish second, let alone nearly win it. He looked like winning, funny enough, but he'd been off the track 1,037 days. Prior to that run at Cork, so we weren't really knowing what to expect for this 9-year-old mare, but she performed with a great deal of credit, looking the likely winner until just getting run out on the running. Long way back to the third as well, and they were all strung out all over the County Cork venue on that occasion. Just whether obviously this horse bounces off that run, a lot of people expecting that tonight, obviously, you know, a quick return after a long layoff that could also spell disaster, but I did like the way she travelled in that race, and if you like, you've almost got to go with your gut instinct and hope that she'll run to the same level. So I think the front two in the market, the right two, but I'll stick with that Misty Weather, who obviously was a big eye catcher down in Cork the other day.
Misty Weather, the big eye catcher for Andy. Then in the 7 o'clock, the 7:30 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle, a Grade C handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. The race that Andy called a rip snorter earlier on, and 5-1 joint favourites with Murder Man Draco at the top of the market. 6-1 for Rock on Fruity, 13-2 for The Plan Man. It's 8-1 for Gusty Rocky, 10s for Rupert Lamb and Lily the Lioness, 11-1 for Bally Longford, 14s into 12s for Pivot Bridge, 12-1 for Crystal Earth, and 16s or bigger for the other two. Who'd you like in there then, Andy? It's a real cracker, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah, but this race, the ball just comes onto the bat with me here, and there's only one horse I can select, and that's Modem. I was gearing up to make this horse my nap the other day when it was first reserve in the Galway Hurdle, but agonisingly for connections, it didn't get into the race, which is quite incredible, because it was number 21 on the race card on the day when it won the amateur rider race in the hands of Kate Harrington. 2 days before, and connections immediately after the race, that they'd plotted this up. They were going to run it in that race, hopefully run well or win it, which they did, and then they were going to go back there to Ballybrit a couple of days after and try and plunder the big prize over hurdles. And when you're number 21 on the list, you expect one to drop out of it. Amazingly, not one did. So it was just incredible that this horse never got a chance to land a big pot. But this one is very much decent compensation. It's a 20 grand prize up for grabs, and you know, you look at the class of horse he's been running against, Modem. He's been, you know, applying his trade in much better company than this, which is the greatest respect to the other horse in this race. Don't forget, it is a handicap, but he was second in the Ball Sports at KTT, second in the Grade 2 next time out at Nace. Things just didn't quite pan out for him at the Cheltenham Festival, but there was absolute buckets of rain and he had top weight, and things just didn't quite pan out for him on, like I say, ground that would have been a little bit softer than ideal. But he did race off a mark of an English rating of 141, whereas his Irish rating is stabilised here off 134. So I think he's actually quite well in here, despite carrying his well to burden. We know he's in great form. He's also won here at Killarney on his previous start on the flat before he went to Galway, so we know he acts really well around the track. Danger as well, you'd have to suggest that Rock on Fruity would be the number one, considering he's building up a nice profile. He was a good second to Theo as well the other day. Prior to that, he finished fourth in a very strongly run race down in Bellystown when a lot of these horses were in good form. A favourable mention also to Pivot Bridge as well, as running a couple of really nice races here at this track. If he could get his toe in tonight, and I'm not sure there's any rain forecast, he would be a danger to all, but it's going to be good to firm in places, and all his best forms on a soft surface, that might just prevent him from running to his very best, but I'll certainly have to mention him. But Modem, I'm amazed he's 5-1 this morning. I thought he'd be sort of 3-1, 5-2, and he's definitely going to be carrying my money.
Lord M, the selection for Andy then. Sounds a strong selection as well. In the 7:30, the 8 o'clock is the final race. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And the market headed by Hard Fought, who's 100-30, 9-2 for Mighty Concord. Lockmore Queen is 9-2 as well. 6-1 for Little Jimmy Brown. 9-1 for After Rain. 11s for Whiskey No Ice. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Although Four Pedro has been support from 16s into 12s this morning. Who would you side with in the lucky last?
Well, I've sided with Hard Fought on the last two starts, and it tears me apart to desert her, if you like, tonight. But she's getting a little bit expensive to follow, and the fact that she's favourite again doesn't really give you much scope if you want her to back her each way, which I think you always need to do. She was 8-1 last time, and she was 5-1 into 11-4 the time before, so at least we've got a little bit of juice in her price, but not tonight. She's likely to make the running here this evening as well. She does go a good gallop from the front, and it wouldn't surprise me and it wouldn't kill me if she won, because no horse in Ireland deserves to win a race more than her. But I'm going to go with the value here and go for Little Jimmy Brown. Quite surprised to see this horse around about a 6-1 mark, generally speaking, on the morning line. 6-1 with William Hill. Was a good effort the other day behind a real short price favourite of JP McManus's in the shape of Minella Berry. And while the favourite won with a little bit in hand, you could argue, I thought Little Jimmy Brown at least made that horse think about what it was doing and give it some kind of a race in the latter stages. The pair of them were well clear, which suggests to me the form looks pretty good. And has run quite well here in the past as well. Hasn't got that much to find with Hard Fought on a previous visit here when third behind Discover Wexford. So at the prices, I've always got to go with the each way horse if I can possibly do so. And being as it's 6-1, then I am going to go with Little Jimmy Brown each way at that price.
Little Jimmy Brown for Andy then in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Okay, start off with Dancing on Air, who was a good winner over majority of this field in Garran the other night. I don't think Ginger Lake should be an 8-11 chance in the 5:25. I think the other two are going to put it up to him, and I just slightly favour Emperor Bob. Glenn and Chick should win the 5:55 on all known form. My best bet on the card and that today is He's Our Man, who was a really good third in a top class race down in Garran the other day, and I'm amazed he's 9-2. In the 7 o'clock, difficult old race there, but the 7 and the 8 look the two I'd concentrate on there, Millstream Ned and the selection Misty Weather. Modam is my next best. It was almost a nap, but I've just gone for the slightly easier race in the 6:25, but hopefully he should go really well under top weight. And in the final race, Little Jimmy Brown, very consistent performer, ran well last time out, 4-1 in the racing post. That looks about the right price, so let's take the 6-1 available with William Hill this morning.
Superb. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Killarney this evening.
Will do. Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.